And we are starting three lines on the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We had here a shaila if Halukah is the end of a capital or beginning of the next capital. Let's say it's Mechleges Tanoim. It said in our Mishnah on yesterday's blath on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, until when do you say Hallel? Where do you stop Hallel when you say the Hallel before the second Kais? You say Hallel, you say, so according to Reish Shammai, he says, you say only the first parasha, and the way he says it is that you say ad em habanim semecha. And Basil says no, you say to the second parasha of Hal, it says ad chalomish lemani moim. So zok to gemar ketanoi ad echnoim beisham beimaraim semecha beisumar chalomish lemani moim, which is the second capital of Halal. But Tanya idch not a brayso, so when it brings down this machlokes, it brings down a different oifen. It says ad hechan hu aimer beisham beimar betzeis shav mitzrayim until betzeis shav beisil aimer ad loylano hashem loylano. So the same machlokes, but it's written different. Let's take Beis Shammai. The first one says ad einim bonam semecha, and the second price it calls it ad betzeis shav. What's the shaila? My love, isn't the machlokes like this? Balkam befugi. The man di yama ad einim bonam semecha saw a haluka reis pirka. He holds haluka. We say mishiva kares abayis einim bonam semecha haluka. Haluka belongs to betzeis shav. So he says ad einim bonam semecha. Sava halu reis pirka. Holds haluka is part of the beginning of betzeis shav. Umandam Abu takes Israel, Sova, Haluka, Soif Pirka, he holds that's the end of the Bottom Smecha. So that's why they bring it down different. And Basil, once you said Beishamai different, so Basil is a different either. Even though by Basil is no Haluka by Lalanu, but once you change Beishamai, said it different before they Basil followed, when they said over Basil, they said the same way. Like a part of Machari, that's the Machari's two brises. If Haluka is beginning of Tay Israel or not. So Gemara, no, each man the Yama can answer like his Shita. Rav Chista Matara Satamei, Rav Chista answers like his time that the Kuliyam was Savri Haluka Sayyid Pirka. That's why Haluka is the Sayyid Pirka. It means that Eim Abadam Smecha Haluka is the end. Mandi Amar B'tei Shol Shapin. Mandi Amar B'tei Shol Shapin. Mandi is good. Because you say Tul B'tei Shol. And you don't say Eim Abadam Smecha. And you say Tul B'tei Shol, including Haluka. So it's good. What's Pshan Mandi Amar says Arab Abadam Smecha? What do you mean? You say Tul Haluka. Mandi Amar Eim Abadam Smecha. Ad va'ad b'chlal. It means ad va'ad b'chlal. But frankly, it's still a little bit shver. Basically, machlokes, the two brises are, if you say ad va'ad b'chlal or not. The first one is, the second brise says ad b'tzeis shol means ad v'ad b'chlal. The other first one says ad va'ad b'chlal means ad va'ad b'chlal. But still, it's shver, frankly, tomorrow. V'neim ad ha'aluka. If it's ad va'ad b'chlal, say it to ad ha'aluka, not ad v'ad b'smecha. V'chitim lo yedin ha'aluka. We just said ad ha'aluka, no one knows what you're talking about. Or maybe it means ha'aluka and kuf lam gimel or something. Haluka. So you don't know. I have an idea. My name is Haluka. Shall Eimam Smecha. Let the Brice write. Told the Haluka of Eimam Smecha. Kasha. Let's talk a little bit shvestal. The fear of Chista. Has Rav Ravuna answered the two Brice? What's Machlekes? Rav Ravuna Matars Tame. The Kuliyam Haluka Reish Pirka. Everyone knows Haluka is the Reish Pirka. It belongs to Petzei Shol. Mandi Ma'ad Ebanam Smecha Shapir. Mandi Ma'ad Petzei Shol. Shova Ad Beloy Ad Bechlal. It's Ad Loy Ad Bechlal that he holds. So ad b'tzeis shov le'ad b'chlal. But the thing is that this mandiyama holds that haluka is reish pirka. So l'chayra, it should say ad haluka. V'neima ad haluka, it should say ad haluka, because according to Rav Huna, haluka is the beginning of the next parasha. V'chitim le'edin hey haluka, you don't know which one. V'neima ad haluka should b'tzeis shov, say tol the haluka of b'tzeis shov. So it's kashal, but I still a little bit of aura, but like upon him, we're saying that's not the machlekes here. The machlekes really is, if ad v'abachlal, and we're still, Rabba and Rav Huna both argue, Rabba and Rav Chista both argue, if haluka at the end of the first parasha of Halal, does that belong to the first parasha or the second parasha of Yisrael? Yisrael? V'choysim b'geula. We had in our Mishnah that we say, we end off the Haggadah with the pasuk or with a geula, with a bracha of geula. We don't like this. Rav Tarfon or Rav Kiva, how with the tzura habracha? Is it one bracha or is it a bracha with a baruch of beginning and a chesim at the end? But either way, you end off the Haggadah with Gaal Yisrael. Omar Rava, Kriya Shema v'Halel. By Kriya Shema, which means by Birkat Kriya Shema, every morning we say Baruch Hashem Gaal Yisrael. Also by night, also we say Gaal Yisrael. The lashon is Gaal Yisrael, which means a past tense. Halel also. We say Gaal Yisrael. We say lashon of past tense. Hal, when it says hal here, does not mean the regular hal. We don't say Gaal Yisrael. It means hal of Arvei Pesachim. That's what it means over here. Kriya Shema v'Halel, Arvei Pesachim, the lashon is Gaal Yisrael, which means a past tense. The Tzelusa, when we daven every day, right before Rafa'inu, what's a bracha for Rafa'inu? Goyel Yisrael. It's a lashon of present or future. So the Tzelusa, Goyel Yisrael, my time, but why do we change it when we daven Shemoneh Esrei? The Rachaminu, because the Rachaminu, we want to daven. We're davening not only thank Hashem for the past, we are davening for the future. Then we say Goyel Yisrael, which is lashon of present, which is more of a lashon of tefillah. When we have few, what? That's what Kriya Shema. That's Kriya Shema. That's Birkas Kriya Shema. So he spoke out. That's every morning. Birkas Kriya Shema. And at night, also say Goyel Yisrael. It's also right before Shema. We actually have Hashkiveinu, which is a hefsik. Remember the Gemara and Brachas that handles why Hashkiveinu is not a hefsik between Gula and tefillah. So you remember the Gemara's Teretz there. It's Gula Arichta's Teretz. Very good. Yeah. When we say Kiddush, we say Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvaysa. What do you say by davening? Slusa Kaddusha v'inu b'mitzvaysecha. We say Kadshenu b'mitzvaysecha. We say make us holy with the mitzvahs. Make us heilig. My time under Rachminu. Because that's Rachmanus. Omer of Acha by Yaakov. It's Sorach Yask Yitzias B'chayim B'kiddush Yoyim. You have to be Mask Yitzias B'chayim by Kiddush Yoyim. Ksiv Hachol Man Tiskas Yoyim Tzayim B'chayim. It's Loshen Yoyim. Ksiv by Kiddush Hosav Zachas Yoyim Shavas Akatsha. So therefore, you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim by Kiddush. Now, we know God. It's interesting, Rashbam here when he says that by Kiddush you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zok the Rashbam Bein Bekoyis Bein Metvila. Sai Bekoyis Sai Metvila. So you know by Kiddush by Yom Hashishi we take a say Zeicher Yitzias Mitzrayim by Kiddush. We say Tchila Mekoyis Zeicher Yitzias Mitzrayim by Davening. Was Zeicher Yitzias Mitzrayim by Davening? So the answer is no, we don't say. It's a little schwerer, Rashbam. This Rashbam, because it says over here, from Chemis Yom HaSikros, Zeich L'mas HaBreish, it's not Zeich HaTzidus Shraim. Zoktem HaFarshim, in the back, that it must have been a girsa to Rashbam, Zeich L'mas HaBreish, it's really Tzidus Mitzrayim. It's not, we don't say that, L'maisa. We don't say Tzidus Mitzrayim. But the Gemara here says, you have to mention Kiddush Tzidus Mitzrayim. So why is Gemara Mori the Gemara? There's a big shaila, if you yoytze Kiddush by davening, or you even say good Shabbos, maybe it's a Kiddush. And our kids learn their Avana on Yayin. So a lot of Mepharshim say like that. Freak the B'alacha, what do you mean? You don't have Zeichet Tzidus Mitzrayim. So it's a big kasha. So I heard from Rabbi Sorsha, he tied this, that this didn't serve Tzidus Mitzrayim, it's not Ma'akiv. It's just like Chathidush is mentioned Mitzrayim. What's his Raya? Isaac Zerah Shava. So Zogar Rabbi Sorsha, if you wanted to say a Din of Kiddush, should have been before in Hilchas Kiddush. Milva Gad the Gemara, you bring a Loch of Hilchas Kiddush, it sounds like it's more like a Lechatchila de Gadin. That's what he wanted to tie in, and therefore it's not a Raya. Oh, okay, right. Omar Rab Bar Shila. Nitzalusa Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. When we daven, we say Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, which again is Lashon of present, that Hashem is Matzmiach, the Keren, the Reimus of the Yeshua of David HaMelech. But the Haftarah, when we say Haftarah, we say Mogin Dov, which is past tense. Mogin David. But see, you know, the shield, Hashem will protect the David. Now, where does it come from, say Mogin Dov? We don't say Mogin Avram. Where does Mogin Dov come from? The Pasuk says, V'sisa l'cha shem gadol, I think this is Nasan HaNavi talking to David HaMelech. And it says there, that I'm not sure if it's Nasan HaNavi, Nasan HaNavi or maybe Shmuel, but I think I'm not sure. V'sisa l'cha, I don't have to ask you to tell me who it is. It says there that I'm going to make your name big like the big Gedolim. Who are the Gedolim? The Gedolim are Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, which are in the first brachas of Avos. And that's when we should really be Messiah with all of them. Might say we will mock Avram because you can't Messiah three names. But that's the. So the Navi tells them, which Navi? The Navi tells
Shmuel.
It's in Shmuel. I know it's in Shmuel. Might be not a Navi. So the Navi told David HaMelech that I'm going to make your name big, like the name of the Gedolim, like the obvious HaKadosh. It's not an Navi. Okay, very good. Yeah. V'shizal HaShem God HaShem Gedolim, Tanir Rav Yosef, Zehu Sho'imri Mogin David. That's what you say, Mogin David, that's what makes your name God HaShem HaGedolim. Aram Shem HaLakish, V'ezcha L'goy Gadol. This is a pasuk in the Torah, in the beginning of Parash Lech Lecha, and what the Gemara says here is a Rashi in Chumash. Ve'eschol gagodol, zeh o'shoyim l'kei Avram. Ve'avorecha, zeh o'shoyim l'kei Yitzchak. Ve'gad l'shemecha, zeh o'shoyim l'kei Yaakov. Yochi yuchayis b'kula, maybe I'll be yuchayisim all the avais, tamle v'yei bracha, with you, this is Hashem talking to Avram Avinu. Ve'yei bracha, v'cha chayisim, v'chayisim your name, v'chayisim b'kula, v'na chayisim any other of the avais. Omar Rabba, Ashkechistel Asabid Pompadisa, I found the Sabid Pompadisa, the eldest Pompadisa, which is who? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eina. The Yasvi Kamer, they were saying that like this. How do you end the bracha of Kiddush in davening on Shabbos or in Kiddush? B'Shabbos ben b'tzlus osai b'davin ben b'kedusha osai on the kois, you say mekadesh Shabbos. B'yom tova on Yom Tov ben b'tzlus osai b'davin ben b'kedusha mekadesh Yisrael v'azman, which means Hashem was mekadesh Klal Yisrael, who in turn will mekadesh Azmanim. V'aminu, that was what the Soviet from Tisa said, which is our minig. We'll see at the end. But v'aminu lu, Rava said, you know, I say a little different. Anoa ader Rava, I say a little different. The Tzeloisa, when it comes to davening, Bein v'shabbos v'bein v'yom tov v'kaddish Yisrael. I say v'kaddish Yisrael. V'kedusha, when it comes to kiddush, v'shabbos v'kaddish Shabbos v'yom tov v'kaddish Yisrael v'zmanim. So he changed that, he holds that by davening, say Shabbos say Yom Tov, he say v'kaddish Yisrael. V'anoa mino time of the di, v'time of the chu, I will say my reason and your reason. Time with your reason is like this. Why do we say Mekadosh Shabbos? We don't say Mekadosh HaYantiv. Shabbos like this. The Shabbos, the Kviyah V'Kaimeh, Shabbos is set in stone. Every 7 days of Shabbos, you can stand on your head, it makes no difference. Every 7 days of Shabbos. So, Bein Mitzlus, Bein Mekadosh Mekadosh, you say Mekadosh HaShabbos. Yom Tova, the Yisrael, the Kabbalah. Klal Yisrael decides when Yantiv is. They can Abri, Yarche, they can make an extra day for a month, V'Kavoy Lashani, and they make an extra month for the year. So they Yontif can be changed by Klal Yisrael. So therefore we say Mekadosh Yisrael, Hashem is Mekadosh Yisrael to give him the right to make the Zmanim. Mekadosh Yisrael v'Azmanim. So it's very good. Shmack, we understand Soviet, this is very good. What's time of the day? What's Rava's reasoning? So he says like this, Slusha the Rav Misa, davening that we do B'Rav with a minion, we want to show the godless of Klal Yisrael. So we say Mekadosh Yisrael. Kiddush is the B'Yochid Isa. So then, Shabbos, Mekadosh Shabbos, Mekadosh Shabbos, we don't have Mekadosh Shabbos man. We don't have to give the major coverage for Klal Yisrael when it comes to a private kiddush in your house. Therefore, Shabbos and Mekadosh Shabbos, and Yom Mekadosh Shabbos man. But davening, Sai Shabbos Ayon, we say Mekadosh Yisrael, that Hashem made Yisrael kadosh. But Lemaisa, the Gemara says, "V'lohi, I don't understand the Rav's reason. V'lohi." There's no davening b'yachid. People sometimes daven b'yachid. It happens sometimes. The kedusha b'rabim. Let's have a chas the night before or something. Kedusha b'rabim milasa. The kedusha b'rabim milasa. And you never make kiddush b'rabim. And the shul make kiddush. Rava sava zil basa ikka. Rava says the ikka zaches ikka davening is b'tzibur. And for roiv klai yisrael, for most people davening is supposed to be b'tzibur. That's where it is. So zil basa ikka. Ula barav noches kamei de rava oma kesovi de pumpadisa. Ula barav got up to daven in front of Rava and he said like some of this like omle me, he didn't say anything. Rava didn't say a word. He was quiet, and even he said mekadosh yisrael v'azmanim. He didn't say mekadosh yisrael, and he didn't say anything. Alma hodabe Rava. You see, Rava was chayzer. Rav Nosson avu de Ravuna braid Rav Nosson noches kamei de Rapapa. Oma kesovi de pumpadisa. He's dying for the omle. He said kesovi de the shapker Rapapa. Rapapa said, oh, I like that davening. Om Ravina. And no, ikla l'sura kamei demareima, v'nochas kamei stuka de tziburav. I'm a kesavet v'mudisa. V'am a shask lekuli alma. I one time went to sura in front of Ramema, and the stuka tzibur got up. They said like v'mudisa, and the whole olam was screaming at him. No, you're saying it wrong. I'm a lehu, but Ramema said no. Shavku, leave the bal tefila alone. He's saying like kesavet v'mudisa. That's the halacha. Hilchas kesavet v'mudisa. Lehav am a shask le, and they didn't quiet him anymore, because that's what we pass like some of that we say Mekadesh HaShabbos, and on Yom Tov we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim.